Blog Talk Radio.
This is dedicated to Black women everywhere.
Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com.
That's Hiram1555 at yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. This is the platform for black liberation and black education and black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and today's show is titled Death of the Global Superpower. We're watching America unravel. Now, before we get into the show, I would like to say a few things, okay? First of all, I know that this devil may be planning to mess with the show as always, but specifically today, because the intro that came on was not the intro that was set for the show, okay? So, that's one thing. Another thing is, for those of you who were expecting calls from me, I'm going to give you calls. I've been busy for the last maybe 10, 12 days. I don't like to put personal business out there, but my daughter was in the hospital for a while, and then I had to go to New Orleans and the surrounding cities on a business trip. So, and I just got back maybe 2 days ago, a day and a half ago, whatever. So give me time. I'm only one person. Just give me time to do what I'm doing. Again, Allah's the greatest, and please have patience with your brother. I'm one person, all right? So I will eventually get back with you. Just give me time. I'm answering emails. I'm handling family affairs. I'm trying to feed my family. I'm trying to keep the show going. I'm trying to keep the website going. I'm one person, okay? All praises to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But the show today, Death of the Global Superpower, we're watching America unravel. It's a beautiful title because this is the truth. Do you not see how America is so desperate in all of her actions? Do you not see the fear? You can see it. Not only can you see it, but you can smell it, and you can hear it in the public officials, in the politicians, and then the warmonger military heads. They see the collapse of American hegemony. All of these Senate hearings that they've been having, never before, and I don't think most of you are seeing this or understanding what is taking place. They're having Senate hearing and congressional hearing after congressional hearing and Senate hearing after Senate hearing, and these are top brass military guys explaining to their leaders or their overseers, who sit in the halls of power in Congress, and they're explaining to them that they see that American hegemony being challenged by Russia, China, Iran, and other nations. They're seeing that the petrodollar is being uprooted and upended. This has caused fear and desperation in the heart of the empire. This is why I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I hope you all are watching all of these events that take place, because each one of them are connected. This is exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to look for. And we have a madman in office. Sure we do. Every time he thinks he's doing something for the benefit of America and the benefit of his cronies, it winds up being something that is destroying America's international standing, and even her domestic trust is being lost. The constituency who wanted Trump in are now realizing that there's nothing he can do that can stop what God has ordained. So from Asia to Africa, from Africa to the Middle East, from the Middle East to South and Central America and the Caribbean, and from that over to Europe, you see an America being tested. You see an America being exposed. You see an America being etched out of the political equation, and nations are now preparing for war economically, politically, and geopolitically, because they are reading the tea leaves, and they see that America is at a weakened state. And this is the time that most nations are smiling. They want more from us. Look, I want to go to something real quick, okay? Since it's on my mind, since I'm talking about this. It's page 71, Fall of America. We'll read this real quick. It's on my mind. And then we're going to dice this up and play a few clips. But I want you to be patient with your brother, okay? So, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, America's fall is not imminent. It is now going on. America refused to break her fall when she could have broken her fall, as the Bible teaches us. Babylon could have been healed, but she was not. She did not do anything to warrant such forgiveness. Stop right there. In the day of America's downfall, in the day that God has ordained to remove her as a beacon or as a power for white supremacy and for Yaqub's world, she is yet victimizing and exploiting God's people in the midst of her. Not only is she continuing to do it, but she is stepping up. And she's outright killing. She's not even hiding it no more. She's killing you outright on the street. Is that not right? She's withholding justice even more so today than she did yesteryear. She's exploiting the nations around the world. She's trying to overthrow governments who are trying to do right by their people. She's causing instability, war, and suspicion. She's threatening nations. I can have 10,000 nuclear weapons and upgrade them with over $2 or $3 trillion. But how dare you even have a rock or a stone to defend yourself against my madness? This is America's thinking. She's not getting better. She's becoming more and more unhinged from reality. And this is the derision that the scriptures had prophesied that God would put her in. She truly believes that if she can mount up her arsenal in space, if she can mount up her warships on the water, if she can build missile defense systems and then build offensive systems, she can overcome not only the nations of the world, but God himself. This is delusional. This is madness. But this is what you expect from a sociopath. I want to go, as I'm talking to you, I want to go to the definition. Let us see what this superpower means. According to Google or dictionary, the word superpower means a very powerful and influential nation, used especially with reference to the U.S. and the former Soviet Union when these were perceived as the two most powerful nations in the world. So now, when we look at this, it says a very powerful and influential nation. We must be honest about this situation. There is no nation in the annals of the last 6,000 years that has been more powerful and more influential than the American Empire. And she did not hesitate to put the title superpower on her label. And we can no longer say that about the Soviet Union. And remember, as we said on one show, it's something when you read Messenger Elijah Muhammad's teachings, especially for all of America, and our Savior has arrived. When Muhammad was talking about these two great powers facing off, he did not once talk about the Soviet Union. And this was a time when there was no single individual nation of Russia. There was a collective, unified, gathering of nations under the socialist banner, which was the Soviet Union, the USSR. But Muhammad kept referring to this battle or this great conflict that would take place between two superpowers, two great powers of the white world, and he would say Russia and America or America and Russia. He did not refer to it as America and the Soviet Union, so he had foreseen something that you could only dream about. He foresaw the breakup of the Soviet Union because he knew prophecy, and he was in time in what he was saying. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, since we have the definition of superpower, we must understand what the word unravel means to get a clear understanding of why we titled this show what we titled it. According to dictionary.com, the word unravel, okay, pay close attention to this, is a verb. It says to separate or disentangle the threads of, to free from complication or difficulty, to make plain or clear, to solve, right? Now, to disintegrate power of America doing what? It's disintegrating. Is that not right? What is happening with her position in the Middle East? What is happening in her position in Asia? What is happening in Africa? What about even in Europe? And if we look to South and Central America, the nations are hopping and rising up against American imposition of imperialism. Is that not right? We see everybody running for the exit doors on the petrodollar. As a matter of fact, the Venezuelan government, you know, and this is, I have to explain this sometimes, because even in the midst of us talking to this, I have to explain to you, because you will read some so-called alternative media stuff and you'll fall for this mess. But all this alternative media saying, oh, Venezuela's in 2,000% hyperinflation. This is what socialism does for you. Socialism destroys the fabric of society. See, the white man is socialist. He's a liar and he's a deceiver. Am I for socialism? No, listen to what I'm saying to you. They don't get to the heart of the matter. They don't tell you that the reason Venezuela's economy is struggling, the way Venezuela's economy is diving and rising and diving back down, is because of U.S. imposed sanctions. They don't tell you that America is controlling tens of thousands of the opposition to try to put the brakes on the growth of the economy so that the people can rise up and overthrow the government that is truly after its security. This is what America does. They're not telling you that they're trying to break the back of an independent nation, an independent leader, an independent government that is opposed to Western hegemony. They're not telling you that. The same way they didn't tell you about how they did Robert Mugabe. The same way that they're demonizing now South Africa. And they're lying about, talking about massive murders of farmers. But I say this, if that was true, hell, you can't get even with them. The tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands, and even the millions that they slaughtered to conquer those lands over there. To hell with their griping and crying about a few hundred or a few thousand white farmers who are actually remnants of colonialism and occupation, who are dying. To hell with them and their children. What about all the ones who suffered and are suffering under their rule and dominion? If we want to do it, we're going to look at it the right way and go to the root of the matter. Ooh, I'm passionate about my people and I'm passionate about the truth, brothers and sisters. You can't believe this mess that's going on these websites. And some of you report it just like you see it. Just regurgitate the madness of these white people. It's just food. And a lot of you are called learned or enlightened people. It's just amazing how you fall hook, line, and sinker for this foolishness. With the Alex Jones mess, the migrants, the African Muslims and blacks are taking over Europe. Hell, Europe took over Africa. As thou hast done, so shall it be done to thee, even though it's not happening like he said, but if it was. Europe is ours, Africa is ours, hell, the whole world is ours. There's not one patch on this earth that's not ours. If they don't like it, tell them to build them a spaceship and hit the skies and go. You understand? But they don't get to the root of it. Why are the African migrants, if they were coming to Europe, why are they coming there? Because you destroyed the institutions of their independent nation. Because you bombed them into oblivion. And because you are exploiting their resources. And because you are occupying their land. So if we're going to tell it like it is. Death of the global superpower. We're watching America unravel. I hate when the points are missed, brothers and sisters, because if you miss these minute points, then you miss the whole picture. And some of you get wrapped up in what Alex Jones says or what about the Illuminati. To hell with all that madness. We're going to give it to you straight. No chaser. You're going to get the full benefit of this truth. All praise is due to Allah. For the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And in America's madness, the unraveling of her power. She's being challenged by small nations and big nations alike. Not just on the political sphere. And she's been challenged economically and militarily. And this is something that she's not accustomed to. Even her war hawks are saying this. We must prevent the rise of any power or resurgent power or any combination of powers that may challenge American might. They don't say American hegemony. They say American might or the international order. And these devils are so arrogant They are so arrogant. I was looking at a recent article, and you had the British talking about this. This was, I'm pretty sure it was either the British War Secretary or the British Foreign Secretary saying this. And I was reading this article, and I wanted to see if any Muslim picked up on it, so I didn't say anything. Sometimes I just sit back and I see if they're going to pick up on these little things that is said in the media. No Muslim said anything about it. And this devil, these devils were talking about Russia, and they were talking about how the whole world has turned against Russia. Listen to me good, brothers and sisters. Listen to closely. And in the same thing, they explain what the whole world means. It says America and 16 or 17 European states have expelled Russia's diplomats. Did you hear that? The whole world, not India, which has 1.2 billion people, not China, which has 1.3 billion people, not Africa, that has over a billion plus people, not Central and South America and the Caribs, that has hundreds of millions of people, but the smallest population of people, which resides in America and Europe, that's the whole world. You understand? They don't even look at you as you important. And sometimes it slips out. The whole world. And then they go and follow it up. America and 16 European countries. The madness of this. They're saying that you are insignificant. This is the white mind state. That's that Eurocentric mind. Only we matter. This is their mind state, and you can Google this of what I'm saying, but you didn't pick up on it. You just read the article because you thought it was a decent article that was bearing witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but you didn't understand the depth of these people's wickedness and how it flows out of them so easy. You understand? You just buy the hook, line, and sinker. I digress from that. I had to tell you about that because nobody said anything about it. Nobody. They just took it. I think it was on, if I'm not mistaken, I can give you the place where you can go try to Google it up, Russia Today, or I believe it was Russia Today, more so than any other. I believe it was on Russia Today, RT.com. This was either yesterday or day before yesterday. And I was looking at it. I was in my hotel room in La Place, Louisiana, because I was on a business trip going up and down the Gold Coast trying to promote the Health Blaze brand all this past week. And I just so happened to take my miniature laptop, and I'm on there trying to check up. And I said, look at this stuff here. Look at this devil. Look at this devil. He has no respect for you, and it comes right out, and he says, and think about this. Australia is offering citizenship and land to the white colonizers that are being deposed of their land that they stole through bloodshed and murder, but because they believe that it's coming back on them, well, you come over here. How the hell can you offer land in Australia when you stole the land there too? Do you not see this? This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that when this thing goes down in Asia, New Zealand and Australia will be returned back to the original hands. And this white man knows this. So they're, but you see how they stick together? Do you see how, when, and how they demonize? And they keep talking about white. You go to rinse.com, you go to all of these so-called conservative websites, all of these so-called alternative patriotic websites, and they are lying and vilifying the people who are actually the victim. And this is the mindset of this oppressor. He will make himself out to be the victim. He'll have a car full of guns surrounding your house, and if you come out with a slingshot and shoot one rock at him, oh, we had to down him. He was threatening our existence. Hell, you are on my land. But that is the way they do it, and they will perpetuate this in the media, and you will hear it over and over and over again until they beat the resistance away from your mind and you submit to their madness and get lost in translation. Think about this. You on the Korean Peninsula. Kim Jong-un is not on the American Peninsula. You, thousands of miles away and demanding a man to unarm when you have thousands of what you're telling him he can't have. But you don't sit down and you don't look at these little things. Because you are wiped away with the NFL and March Madness and all of this. This is what you are preoccupied in, and the whole world is coming unraveled. You talking about what you want to do 15 or 20 years. America won't be here in this state in 15 or 20 years. You better prepare now for what is to come and what is underway. You are watching the death of the global superpower. And it is clear to see with anyone who has spiritual eyes that America, she's unraveling. And if America unravels, guess what happens? You go free. And if America falls, guess what happens? The British fall. If America falls, guess what happens? The grip that they have on Africa and Asia collapses. And our brothers and sisters around the globe can move towards self-independence as we will do. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I want you, this devil, he's such a liar. And I have to explain this stuff. This is what takes so much time away from the show. And I hope that I'm still on the air. I've been watching the my dashboard. And my dashboard says that I'm on the air, and it's been like that since the intro came on. But it has no time up here. Usually it tells me about a time, you know, it gives me a countdown to how long I'm on the air and how long before, you know, I'm off the air. I don't have any of that up there. So if anyone is listening to the show, please, someone raise your hand up to let me know that you can hear me loud and clear and that we are still live on the air. Because this devil, I knew he was going to do that. I told y'all at the beginning of the show that I expected that. Thank you, Brother Rashid. Thank you. I expected that, especially when the show comes on and they're playing intros that I didn't even put up there. So I knew something was about to take place, okay? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I want to go to a clip because I want to point out something. I'm going to read something that I've read to you before. We're going to try to bounce from Fall of America, the message to the black man. But I want to go to something since it's coming to me right now. Oh, and by the way, you see the situation that's going on in Canada. Maybe we'll address this, Canada and America. They're mirroring each other in the real estate market, and they're mirroring each other with the financial markets and the debt markets. Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, America and especially North America has entered a time that was predicted by Moses and the prophets of old. Remember he was saying that? I think that's the Fall of America, I believe. But at this moment, I want to go to something. We read this. This is the lull before the storm. And then we're going to address something, okay? This is chapter 49, page 203. Give me some time with your brothers and sisters. Be patient with your brother because I have to lay this stuff out clear and concise. I don't want no misunderstanding and no misrepresentation of the messenger's teaching. This must be clear and concise, okay? Because you won't have that weight put on my back. It says, the law before the storm. I am afraid for you that you will receive what the people before you did receive. Allah is very angry with America and the tricknology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. Stop right there. Tricknology. That is a combination of two words. Trick and knowledge. Knowledge is a science of. So this devil has perfected a science of deception. And Muhammad terms it tricknology. Okay? He says, Allah is very angry with America and the tricknology that she uses on the dead to keep them dead. You are very disappointing to Allah and to the original black man who knows himself, a very few, of course. The false show of a glorious future that the wicked is putting on is at hand. Stop right there. So Muhammad tells us that we are now living in a time where this wicked people, this wicked West, this wicked America would put on a false show of success and recovery, even in the midst of mounting debt, even in the midst of trade cutoff and sanctions and embargoes, she would yet tell you the economy is booming. Look at the stock market. While she's in $2 and $3 and $4 trillion, quadrillion dollars in derivative market debt, while she's in hundreds of millions, trillions of dollars in national debt, Why she's in, and when I say national debt, that's the debt that she doesn't acknowledge, but she has, and then she has the public debt that she acknowledges, $21 trillion that she acknowledges, which is more, and the private debt, which is in the trillions of dollars. Hell, the entire world economy is between, it's according to who you believe in these statistics, but it runs between $45 trillion and $65 trillion. If you are in the hundreds of trillions just in one place in your economy, how the hell can you rebound, especially when your trade is being cut off, especially as the debt continues to mount, especially as the unemployment situation explodes, especially as homelessness and hunger explodes, and especially as the nation sanctions you and move without on the outside of your petrodollar dominance? How the hell can you recover? How the hell can the economy succeed or rebound? They can't. But if they're showing you they can, then what is it? It is technology, is that not right? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Common sense, mathematics, tells us that she cannot rebound. How can you do this when you are constantly running deficit? Do you know that America makes her budgets on projections, what she projects to come into her coffers or her treasury? And then she borrows the future. So she saddles her future with unheard-of debt. How can any country be maintained like that? I'm just asking. This is common sense. This is, you can Google this easy. It should come up easy for you. That's why when you hear them in their budget committees, they talk about fiscal projections. They don't use the money that's right now, which is done even though if they had a couple of dollars, they couldn't use it. They use the money that is projected. So they borrow money out of the future and brings it here and runs debt after debt after debt after debt after deficit. And this is why they call it deficit spending. You're spending something that you don't have, that you're borrowing, that you're projecting that you may have. Now, what if you and I lived like that? Do you think you can go out and get a car loan? Do you think you can go get a home loan? Do you think your credit rating would be stellar? No, but America, which controls these credit rating agencies, continues. She has the highest debt-to-GDP ratio in the history of the world. She has the highest debt, period, ever of any nation in the history of the world. And it continues to mount. So how in the hell does she still have a credit of AAA rating? Come on, black man and black woman, you got to wake up to this technology that is being performed on you. No, but I forgot. You're more interested in the NBA Finals. You're more interested in the NFL Draft. You're more interested in March Madness because you are full of madness of this world. So let's go a little further. We must remember Daniel's prophecy that at the end of the war, desolations are determined. But before this happens, Allah will bless the people with a good time, as he did the people of the past, who wronged themselves and who did not pay attention to the prophet's warning among them. Allah destroyed them. They thought that they were fooling Allah, but Allah surprised them. This is the delusional mind state of America. She believes that she is fooling Allah, and she can lie to you, and you believe it, and she thinks that Allah is gullible like that, that she can... Oh, well, we won't be in Afghanistan. We will not be in Iraq. After we overthrow Saddam Hussein, we won't be in there one day after his overthrow. Look how long they've been in there. We have no plans to stay in Afghanistan. Now it's the second longest running war in history. People say it's the first. It's the second. They've been waging war on us ever since they went to Africa and dragged us here in chains. This is the longest running war in America. The war against black people. Afghanistan comes a far distant second. You understand? All praise is due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go a little further. He made the people rejoice for a short time with a show of great prosperity. And at the height of their great prosperity, suddenly he destroyed them. This is the merciful law that Allah has put in nature. Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. You know when people are on their deathbed sometimes, they start feeling good. Right before the end, they think they're recovering. And then before you know it, boom, it's over. Brother Charles used to, Brother Charles down in Tampa, he used to call it the light bulb effect. He said, brother, it reminds me of the light bulb effect. You know when you have a light bulb, right before it goes out, it burns its brightest. And you say, oh, you look up, you say, man, that light bulb is bright. And before you know it, boom, it fizzles out. This is what we're seeing. America, you think that she has no match militarily because she's stoking tensions in Europe. She's stoking it in Africa and in the Middle East. She's about to pull out because she has her eyes for war on Iran. But believe me, it won't turn out the way she wants it when this regional war takes place, as we've been telling you. And now you're seeing the preparations of what we've been saying for years. America, Russia had caught America through surveillance planes deploying more troops and more weaponry, not only in Israel, but in Jordan. Why? And she's deploying soldiers through the back end up in North Africa. Why is she doing that? If there's no thing that they see coming that will be destructive like this war, then why the hell are they arming themselves to the teeth over there? Huh? Because they know prophecy. But this is America. She's trying her best to hold on to the nation. How is she doing that? She knows she has limited resources. And you say, well, why doesn't China just go ahead on and just sink her ships when she comes over there in the South China Sea? Why won't Russia just take her right now? Why won't these nations just do? Because everything is done in time. You don't want to do things before time or out of time unless you mess the whole program or plan up. So when the time comes, they will react. And the reaction that they will give will not be what America will be able to digest. You understand? So you see her stoking tension and provoking the nations, but everywhere she goes, she's trying to manage the resources and the geopolitical waterways or the strategic land areas so that she can whitemail the people into accepting the dollar at the barrel of a gun. If I control Syria's oil, the west of east of the Euphrates, then Russia would have to heal. And Assad's government will not be viable for so long. That's what she's doing. She's over there capturing gas and oil fields over there. Did she do it to Iraq? She's over there stealing all of the uranium oil, all of the gold, and all of these copper mines over in Afghanistan. They say they had over $1 trillion in copper mines found over there. And that's why NATO is doubling down and won't leave. The reason she's provoking North Korea, yes, to get to China, but also they said they found trillions of untapped in natural earth elements in North Korea. America needs these things to feed the empire, to feed the war machine, to continue it going. That's why she's waging war against Venezuela. You understand? Do you see the pattern here? Whenever she wants something or needs it, she goes and takes it. She demonizes the victim, and she puts herself in the victim's spot and calls them the aggressor. Isn't that what she did in Ukraine against Russia? Isn't that what she's doing now? Because we're looking at a desperate empire that is unraveling. So Muhammad says, Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America is going to do the same. America will rally, and people will think that she is going to have a great future, and then the end will come in that kind of time. So, when we're looking at this, What are your thoughts on the situation? Do you not see this happening right now? That these so-called out of nowhere, the economy is rebounding. I want you to listen to these what they're saying now. Now, mind you, when we look at this, we got to look at this in the light of what is actually taking place in the backdrop, okay? There's a great social divide in America. There's a great wealth divide that continues to grow, right? There's a great divide in trust between the people and the government and the government and the people. That's why you have the government imposing more and more austerian police state-like laws, right, and enforcing them and supplying the police with military gear because there's no trust between the people and the government and the government and the people. And you see the growing state of homelessness, right, the growing state of unemployment, the growing protests around the country. Then you look without her borders, and you see nation after nation dumping the dollar, nation after nation challenging America's position, right? And China even comes out yesterday and said, well, if America wants a trade war, and if she doesn't put that genie back in the bottle, we'll stop buying her debt. And we'll see how that affects her. You go to the Irons 1555 blog and read that article on that. Okay? So, with all this happening, America's manufacturing is in China, right? She has little capacity to do manufacturing on a global scale. China has overtaken her as the largest consumer nation, the largest oil importer, the largest gas importer, the largest financer of nations around the world, and she's America's financer too. The largest, I say, manufacturer, and importer, and exporter, and in purchasing power, she has become the number one GDP in purchasing power parity, meaning that she, when you look at the real statistics, China has the number one, not the number two economy. America is made up on fiction, on dollars, the influx and outflow of dollars. Only thing she exports is weapons, movies, and dollars. And when this charade is exposed and comes to an end, so does the empire. So they want you to believe that with debt mounting, deficit spending continue, even with the $1 trillion war budget that they passed. Remember that this is just the public one now. This ain't the private one, the black budget. They want you to believe that people still have faith in the American economy. If you believe that, I got a city to sell you underneath my house. Don't be a fool, black man and black woman. I want you to pay close attention to the lies, how they're talking about, oh, it was a historic jump in the stock markets. Pay close attention to this clip.
The Dow Jones had one of its largest single-day jumps in history, gaining 669 points. The markets were already up by 2% at the opening bell this morning with news the United States and China have started negotiating on trade. China agreed to the talks after the Trump administration placed tariffs on imports of Chinese goods totaling $60 billion. The Chinese Friday night responded with $3 billion of their own tariffs. For more on this, we turn to host of Boom Bust here on RT, Bart Chilton. Bart, good to have you with us tonight. What happened? Your analysis of what brought us such a good day on Wall Street.
Well, I think people were ready to go to, you know, DEFCON 1, Ed, with all the trade talk, and the Chinese in particular seemed to take it in stride and not, for example, retaliate specifically to the $50 billion in proposed additional tariffs. That's in addition to the steel and aluminum tariffs. And, you know, the Chinese always play a long game here. And I think the markets looked at that. This is particularly the case, Ed, with regard to the tech sector. Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft account for about 10% of the Standard & Poor's 500, the S&P 500. So China has a big impact on tech stocks, and that the leveling out, the sort of calming things down, as you mentioned, over the weekend starting Friday, I think helped markets to rebound, and that's what we're seeing. Dow up, as you said, 670 points. That's 2.5%. That's a big day.
Yeah, no question about it. Did the president call the Chinese, did he call their bluff? Was this a gamble of sorts? No other president's done this to China before, and China comes to the table saying, all right, the United States, you're too big a customer, we got to talk. What about that?
Well, it's easy to make that argument, and I don't discount it, Ed, but the Chinese also play a very long-term game. I mean, they're talking about five-year plans and 200-year plans they even have. And in the U.S., I think the plan is mainly about the midterm elections coming up. And from that perspective, I think that the Chinese are playing somewhat into President Trump's hand, but they realize that this is a longer term. This is longer than just the midterms, longer than even this presidency. They've got a lot at stake here because they are a major exporter and they're the largest economy out there. So I think they're playing it pretty smart without blowing things up.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see what happens from here. But I look for some announcement from the Chinese. The negotiations so far have been going pretty slow, and so this may have fuel ejected them. But I think before the midterm elections, Ed, we'll probably see some announcement that the president can take credit for, and therefore candidates that are aligned with him will also take credit for that.
Well, China and Japan service our debt. A poor economy does them no good whatsoever. America being the number one customer means an awful lot. Let's talk geopolitical. The political scene right now. Do you think the president's actions on Russia had anything to do with the market today? This is the first big response that the president has had to Russia.
I'm not sure that it have. I think it's more about the trade and China, Ed. It was such a big deal, and people thought we were headed down this really rough road with the Chinese in particular. That I think, and again, I think the tech industry is so tied to what was going on that I think that's really why the markets move. Now, you know, people can develop reasons for about anything in these markets today, which is why they're so interesting to watch. For example, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, Google jumped by $20 in like half an hour. And there's no real rhyme or reason to it. There's nothing you can look at it. So you got to watch these things carefully and look at all sides.
Quickly, you think it's going to be a big week? I mean, that's what Americans are looking for. Could it happen?
It could happen. Now, we're still down on the markets overall this year, Ed, but I think we've sort of settled out, and I think we could see another big week on Wall Street, and we'll be looking at it at Boom Bust, and I know you'll be looking at it on the news.
All right, host of Boom Bust with us tonight, Bart Shilton. Bart, always a pleasure. Good to have you with us. Thanks so much.
Two things that would reveal that. Did you hear him say that China is really the largest economy out there? He said that. He openly said that. This is what I'm saying. This is what getting mixed up with all of this Western media trash that blows in your face. America's the largest economy. America's the richest nation. How the hell are you the richest nation when you have the largest debt? You have more debt than all of the nations combined. How can you be the richest? You once were the richest because you stole all gold and all the silver. You once had that title, but you have spent yourself. When the world went on to gold and silver standards, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. You understand? So they started playing patty cake with gold back then because gold was no longer important. And now it's coming back to bite them. Allowed them in their hubris to unhinge their system, to unhook their system from something that was stable. And now you see what they call volatile markets. Is that not right? So he says, the white man says this right here. He says China, because the guy who was asking the question was saying, well, did Trump call China's bluff? The man says, nah. Listen to what he says, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, no. America plays a short game. China plays a long game. China has 5-year plan. Stop right there. Remember I told you that the China, when that Chinese journalist came and was listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and went back to, I think it was at the time, it wasn't Beijing, I think it was Peking that was the capital before they changed it to Beijing, and flew back with notes and recordings and everything. And the Chinese at the time was the poorest nation on earth, or one of the top poor nations on earth. And they went back and they went through the messenger's teachings with a fine-tooth comb. And they implemented what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the so-called American Negro should have implemented, a 5-year plan. But he said, I fear your patience, so I condensed it to a 3-year plan. The Chinese took that 5-year plan and look at them today. Measure them from yesteryear and look at them when they enacted Elijah Muhammad's plan. Look at them. They have the largest economy in the world. They're the largest trade port, the largest creditor, the most powerful economy on earth. That could have been you and I. You understand? But he goes further and he says, America's playing the short game. China is playing the long game. And this is why you don't see China react every time America provokes. See, America is playing checkers while the Chinese are playing chess. They're more strategic because they are more aware of their destiny. Now, and then at the end of this interview, or this little short interview, I should say, when asked about the markets, he said, look at the markets, they're booming. Even though we're still in a deficit this year, the markets are still down this year, but they're rising. He says, look, take for instance Google. It jumped by $20. Then he gives you, if you listen to that part, you think the economy was booming. Then he gives you something. He throws you a curveball. He says, but when you look at it, there's no real rhyme or reason why Google should have jumped. So what is he telling you? There's market manipulation to try to continue to put on a facade or a show or a charade or use technology to make you believe that everything is all right. You understand? I hope you're listening. Muhammad says, Allah lets a dying person rally before the end. America will do the same. America will rally and people will think that she is going to have a great future. But then The end will come in that kind of time. America's end will not come while she's going around with her head hanging down and with her heart aching and failing because of the things that are coming on her nation. No. She will be made to enjoy good times. Look, Google going up $20. The stock market going up and lots of shares being sold. This makes any man think that everything is all right. But Muhammad warns, this is only the lull before the storm. Then he gives you something to take into mind now as we're seeing the markets go up. He gives you something. He lays something heavy on your mind to contemplate and ponder over. When you see these things, he says, and the Bible warns America of what happened before her. Ancient Babylon enjoyed a full ruling position at her time. But King Darius came against her at the time of her full enjoyment of wealth, drunkenness, and her laughing at the slaves that she had made of Israel. King Darius came with his army and overcame the sleeping guards who were sleeping on the security of their lives. America's so drunk, she's sleeping on the security of her nation. Because she, listen, a person that defends everything leaves themselves exposed. Is that not right? She has military bases everywhere. And yet the home front is exposed. The home front is exposed. Listen what he says. The Bible prophesies that the enemy will say, come, let us go up and destroy her whose city is not fenced in. And they will come from afar. They may come at noonday, or they may come at the rising of the morning, or in the afternoon. But nevertheless, they will come at a time that you thought not. And after the war, and until the end of the war, desolations are determined. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. I want you to know that that which will be poured means it is the deprivation of you, America, of your ever getting back into power again to attack the nations of the earth. So how can you remove America from being in that position? You go and attack. You go and make war on the most powerful level of power that she has. What is that? Tell me. Talk to me. Tell me what that is. That is her dollar. Is that not right? Is that not right? That is her dollar. You make war with her dollar. You destroy her economy. China was smaller. China started when Kissinger, war criminal Henry Kissinger, was desperate to try to get trade going with some nation. He went over there and tried to bribe the Chinese, and the Chinese were very humble. Yes, we will do this. Yes, we will do that. Yes, they knew that they needed some kind of economic push, so China agreed to U.S. terms. And then finally, decades later, China got the manufacturing, and they were recycling their dollar collection to keep America looking rich until they were able to build up and fund their own military and fund their own nation's reconstruction. And now that China has made it to what we would call a first world nation, as America says, America's in trouble because her greed and her arrogance from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s has now caught up and bitter in her behind in 2018. This is why you see me and you hear me say wonderfully and every time magnificently, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is a very beautiful time because we are watching the unfolding of prophecy, the wrapping up, the folding up of the scrolls or the scribes. We're watching the culmination of that which all of the prophets of old wish that they could see and live and be a part of. You're looking at that. And America has reached a state of total desperation because she sees the dollar upended. And remember what I just said. I'm just looking at something that just broke on the news while I'm talking to you. Remember what I told you about Syria and how I pointed out before I played that clip about how America always targets these nations and then she goes in pretending that she's fighting terror. And then she's actually the starter of the terror and the maintainer of the terror, but this justifies her going in there. And then she takes these nations, and if she can't take the nations, she go and take strategic land areas, right? And these land areas are always where pipelines are supposed to be, or strategic areas that are essential to other nations, or they have gas and oil and minerals. There's an article that just came out says U.S. establishes large military base in oil-rich Syrian province. Now, let us remember that America is there illegally occupying that nation with over 2 dozen military bases. Now, I want you to look at this. She was not invited there. She invaded this country. She's maintaining her presence there. And Syria is only the size of the state of Washington. And she already has 24 military bases there. You see this? This cannot go on in perpetuity. Something has to happen because this unjust base or model of governance cannot succeed. It does nothing but cause bloodshed, death, and dissatisfaction. Therefore, the God of truth must remove those people who are inclined to bring that to other people. Is that not right? Death of the global superpower. We're watching America unravel. So I want you to listen close to this clip here. You'll see that why America is so desperate and what she's trying to do, okay? I want you to pay close attention. We're having problems. Hopefully, they will allow us to play this clip. Here we go.
Currently, international transactions are settled almost exclusively with the world's reserve currency, U.S. dollar. This way, the dominant position of the dollar, in the oil business also called petrodollar, is not only solidified, but each payment in dollars also represents an indirect tribute to the U.S. empire. The Central Bank of Russia has more than doubled the acquisition of gold reserves during the last decade. 1,250 tons of gold were added in order to become more independent from foreign currencies, particularly from the U.S. dollar, in light of Washington's anti-Russia policy. Brazil and Uruguay have switched their bilateral trading from U.S. dollar to their national currencies, real and peso, in order to shape old mechanisms in a more economical fashion and to get rid of the regulations imposed by the USA. In 2017, China started paying for all imports in yuan. The establishment of petroyuan, hence a counterbalance to the petrodollar, is a step towards breaking the global currency dominance of the United States. Analysts see this as a huge step on the way to the end of the global dollar dominance. The financial expert Max Kaiser takes up this idea in an interview with the news channel Russia Today. Even though he assesses China's recent efforts as very courageous, he points out that similar attempts by several heads of state who tried to escape from the oil dollar matrix have always failed so far and brought a fatal ending for the initiators. Kaiser reminds of the Iraqi head of state Saddam Hussein and also of Libya's president Muammar al-Gaddafi. The financial expert assumes that the US government would even wage war to save the petrodollar. In the following 3-minute video, you will see the short interview with Max Kaiser.
Max, good evening. Thanks for coming on. We're hearing there that China looks set then to challenge the petrodollar. Why does Beijing feel the need to do this?
Well, first of all, they're very brave to do this because countries that have tried to exit the oil dollar matrix have met terrible ends. Of course, Saddam Hussein wanted to trade oil in euros, so he was killed. You had Muammar Gaddafi wanted to trade his energy in something other than US dollars, he was killed. So the track record here is pretty dire. So kudos to China for taking this project on. And of course, they are rumored to be the big buyer in the Aramco offering of their state oil facilities coming down the pike. So this makes sense in a geopolitical sense in terms of you've got China and Russia and the Saudis are looking to escape the U.S. dollar, U.S. dollar hegemony. They're looking to de-dollarize. That's a concept we see all over the world right now as countries want to escape from the U.S. military-industrial complex. These countries around the world are tired of funding America's military adventurism by being a party to the empire of debt, as it's known around the world, the U.S. dollar, and they want to split off. They want their autonomy. You know, China wants autonomy. Russia wants autonomy. Iran wants autonomy. They don't want to be ruled over by the U.S. dollar anymore. So this gives them away this contract, futures contract based in yuan. For oil, convertible into gold, means that these countries can finally, and it's been in place since the end of World War II, escape the Bretton Woods U.S. dollar hegemony, empire of date, supremacy, world reserve currency, that is the U.S. dollar, and we're in a new beginning, I think.
Is there anything then that the U.S. can do about this? Because it's not going to be happy if it's going to lose the petrodollar, so how would you expect it to fight back?
Well, they're exactly right. They will fight back. They will start a war. you know, maybe they'll start a war between Japan and China. You know, maybe they'll start a war with North Korea. You know, America will do anything to keep the U.S. dollar as world reserve currency. They will invade a country like Afghanistan. They'll stop at nothing because this is the basis of the U.S. empire. It's not land-based. Mm-hmm. It's not based on material goods. It's based on rent-seeking. It's based on lending dollars, getting that income, and then when countries can't pay, they dismantle the assets and take them over. We saw in Latin America, South America. This is how America built its empire. The countries that are resistant to America's financial cartel are Russia, China, Iran. So now they figured out, you know what, we're going to split off from the dollar, and they can do so with this new contract. And they're embracing cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies in this context is another way to de-dollarize, get out of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is being held up narrowly with the Pentagon's various actions around the world and a lot of market machinations from the central banks. But once the cat's out of the bag, you know, look for the dollar to have a very significant crash.
So, this is what they're saying. This is what the analysts are saying about what's really going on. But you two involved in sport and play. You don't realize the time that we're living in and the seriousness of this time. So, this man just explained to you and explained to us that America is a predator because she looks to dismantle these nations or seize their assets and have complete control over their policy. That's a predator. Is that not right? That is a succubus, a leech, a vampire. Well, let's go to the dictionary since we're on this subject, predator. So, and I want you, brothers and sisters, I want you to be patient with your brother because sometimes I have to pace myself. But the word predator or predatory means of, relating to, or characterized by plunder, pillage, robbery, or exploitation, engaging in or living in these types of activities of plunder, pillage, robbery, or exploitation, excessive or exploitative in amount or cost, as out of greed or to take advantage of consumers or patrons, acting with or possessed by overbearing, rapacious, or selfish motives. Now listen to this one. And this is an adjective of this. Zoology, preying upon other organisms for food. Is that not what America does? She preys upon other nations. She sees them as food or fuel for the empire. She preys upon them. Look how she has exploited you and I, and she continues to exploit you and I. Right? Have you ever noticed that people, like Indian people, can come here and get loans? Vietnamese people, they can come into America. Everybody can come get a loan but you. You're the only one that can't get a loan, and you've been here the longest. You've been enslaved. You've been exploited. You've been destroyed. You've been beaten. You've been brainwashed. And yet they won't even give you a loan. They won't even help you. They have predatory tactics of how they deal with credit and how they deal with you trying to get rent or get a home loan or get a car. Predatory tactics. This is what succubus and vampires do. They are predators by nature, and they take advantage of you. They watch your actions and watch your moves, and then they let it sink in, and this is how they attack the masses of you. But this also spells the death of the global superpower, because all that is happening to her, while we watch her unravel and unfold and decline and degenerate, is because of her treatment towards you and I. That's the main cause of it all. Because if you look in the history of Babylon, and if you look in the history of ancient Egypt, the fall of these nations, even though they were caused by hubris and arrogance and greed, that hubris and that arrogance was that they were the top power and not God. And they didn't care what the God said about the people whom they had as a gesture or a joke before them. And this caused their undoing and their decline and fall. And the same thing is being repeated here in America. And if you look around, you can see the same thing happening step by step by step by step by step. America is in decline. Her dollar is in decline. Her economy is in decline. Her political system is in decline. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Ron Paul and the other ones saying that how America has become, her political system and her economy has become a joke to the world. The rest of the world is laughing and mocking America. And because her ineptitude, her greed, all of that is on display now. And her true intentions are being shown to the entire world. This is what the scripture says when it talks about that man of sin being revealed. And the world is now trying to distance themselves from that octopus that tried to have his tentacles everywhere. America's fallen, and she won't be able to recover or recuperate from this. Because this is by divine decree. You understand? Now, if you have calls or whatever, you have questions or you have a statement, please put your hands up. I don't know what time it is or what. I don't know how. I don't have my clock up in my office, but. And I thought I would have the countdown on the show, but of course, Blog Talk does something. But if you have a statement, raise your hand. If you have a question, raise your hand. But I'm going to go into this clip. I want you to listen to this clip here about what's really going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to skip down to another clip. I want you to listen to this, okay? We're having problems with this, but brothers and sisters, please give me a time with you all. You know what's going on. Pay close attention to this. This is what they're seeing going on in America and in the Western world. And on the other side of this clip, this is like a 10-minute clip. I may play the whole clip, or I may play just a few minutes of it. But on the other side of that, we'll take your calls, okay? So be patient and listen closely to this.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Now, there was some very unnerving day that took place for markets on Friday. And what we've seen is that over 1,000 points have been shed from the Dow in just 2 days. I mean, this was Wall Street's worst week that took place in more than 2 years. On Friday, the Dow dropped 425 points, or 1.8%. That's down 10% from the all-time high that took place back in January. All three major indexes, they took the biggest weekly losses since January 2016. Thursday, we've seen 734 points erased from the Dow. Now, some real things to focus on and what's going on, because a lot of people are attempting to blame it on different aspects of what's going on, different decisions. A lot of people are talking about what's going on with trade and China, some things when it comes to tariffs. Now, China did vow on Thursday that it's going to be involved in this. It's going to fight this trade until the end. QE and Kai. That's China's ambassador to the United States. He said that China could ease purchases of U.S. bonds in response to Trump's tariffs. Now, one thing to focus on, and we saw the announcement that took place, and it was given out by Bloomberg, that said that China was going to be ending their purchases of treasuries from the United States. China is America's biggest creditor. They have more than $1 trillion in treasury bonds. Just that simple announcement that they were going to be slowing, not stopping, but slowing purchases of treasury bonds, it caused pandemonium on markets. It turned out at the time that story was fake, but whenever the ambassador from China is coming out and saying statements like this, it's something that we should pay close attention to. Now, one thing of note, even though China came out and had a very large list of things they wanted to begin adding tariffs onto for imports, it only totaled about $3 billion worth of imports of U.S. goods. The problem is that we're beat so badly on trade that that's about the biggest they can skim off the top. Consumption is the name of the game in the United States, and a lot of people brought this up in the comment box because it really, they need us more than we need them. They need us to purchase their goods. They need us to purchase their cheaply made goods. Even though there have been steps in recent history to begin to reform just what they have, the shape of the Chinese economy, they're trying to convert it more into a consumer-based economy just so they can get those people out there and active so they can start profiting in their own country. They want to take some of that money that is being made by trading their goods overseas and to kind of kick off some action in their own country. So they have been importing things like expensive wine from California, also pork. But the economy has been weak for some time. And we brought this up several times on the show because they are really looking for a catalyst. They are looking for something to blame it on. The Federal Reserve is in a conundrum right now, and there's a few things that are going to take place. Because the Federal Reserve is what they say easing accommodations. Now, they have their projected long-term GDP coming in around 1.7%. Now, this was far below what they projected for the long term, which was about 2.7%. So that means that they don't see any significant growth in the economy. Also, Jerome Powell, in the FOMC meeting released this week, he discussed the fact that they don't really see inflation pressing. You know, it's not like something that they're going to have to be dealing with today or tomorrow. It's not a very pressing emergency right now. But yet, they're still going to continue to raise interest rates. And the reason behind it, because they asked him why he wanted to continue on his interest rate increase, was because he wanted to continue the long-running policy to relieve accommodations. And they don't want the public, because there's a few things that are going to happen. We're watching the yield curve flatten. It's been doing so for quite a while. Every time this happens, it is followed immediately by a recession. And most of the time, there are very dramatic beginnings to these recessions. Normally, a stock market sell-off like we're seeing right now. The Federal Reserve was open to the public about what they were doing. And this is something that is very interesting, because Greenspan started a new practice. It was given these direct press conferences to the public, so the people felt more comfortable about what they're doing behind closed doors. Also announcing their policy, giving a heads up, just to make sure that they get informed consent over whatever they're going to be doing in the stock market or whatever they're going to be doing as far as interest rates go. They don't want to be perceived as causing this crash. Now, they did and were very vocal about the fact that the asset valuations are high. They're making them nervous, they're concerned about it, and they're going to attempt to bring them down. They were going to do this by increasing interest rates. Well, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense if inflation is not so pressing. If we've had only a short-term economic boost as a result of storms and bad weather, just the energy that is churned up by replacing work vehicles, work fleet vehicles, also new construction, all of that was a temporary pop. If that's going to disappear and we're going to fall back into a deeper sea than we were in before, growth isn't there, sales aren't there, earnings aren't there, why continue to raise interest rates? The problem is that when this recession comes, they really don't want Americans to blame the Federal Reserve for their policy, because eventually they're going to lose control. Right now, they have firm control as a result of all of their politicians they put into office. But if people begin to be upset, if Congress begins to be upset and to think that the Federal Reserve has caused these kind of recessions by bad policy, despite what's going on in the economy, when their actions don't match the realities of our economy, they need a scapegoat. They need the perfect solution. They've been following unprecedented policy for a long time. It would be completely absurd, because if you went back only 15 years ago, nobody would have ever believed that it was possible to operate on a zero interest rate policy, let alone negative interest rates. This was all some big mathematics experiment. It's not even something that was thought possible, but yet they've done it. They've created and pumped trillions of dollars into the stock market, creating this false illusion that there's been some kind of recovery when there's been no retail sales. There's been no sales figures, no earnings. We see manufacturing has been in a steady decline all this time. So why the stock market rally? Where did it come from? Something the Federal Reserve calls accommodative policy, which is being removed from markets right now. There's so much distraction and so many fingers being put to blame on different aspects. But this thing has been dead in the water a long time. And let me just point out to you how serious this situation can get very quickly, because we have something called zombie companies that have broken out in the United States. Now, this is a company who is unable to pay their debt. And they're unable to pay their debt. The profits they make from sales or earnings, the profits they make from operating their business, needs to be low enough that they're unable to service their debts. So they're technically a zombie company. They're not able to service the debt they've taken on. Corporations in America are deeply underwater right now. That means that they don't actually have profits. Sure, they only owe the interest for a time being, but they don't actually have profits because they're all underwater. Raising the interest rates is going to cause a sea of bankruptcies in these zombie companies that pretty much encapsulate the United States at this point. Do you think a country can just operate with a GDP that doesn't even break above 3% for a decade, all the while that they've printed this mass amount of money and not show any signs of recovery, and then have the Federal Reserve come in and say they want to remove that accommodations and not have these kind of a turn? Raising interest rates on these companies and on the debt service burden of the United States of America is entirely destructive. There's nothing they can do. Worst case scenario is that this recession starts while the Federal Reserve is in this ultra accommodative policy. Because if the recession begins now, before they completely begin to unwind some of their bond buying, before they go and raise interest rates a little bit, they are in, it's done. Stick a fork in it, it's done. There's nothing they can do left to be able to benefit anyone. They can't no longer say that we're going to drop interest rates down. If they're this low right now and this recession kicks off, we're in some serious trouble because they're not going to be able to rescue it. We're watching a changing of the guard in the world as far as who's going to be control. And there's a wrestle for King of the Hill right now. It's unfortunate that nothing's real anymore. That's how it feels. Nothing's real. The markets aren't real. Major, immense point drops. Barely a drop in the bucket. People believe that inflation or hyperinflation is not showing through. Just take a look at the Dow. Look how many hours worth of work it takes just to purchase a Dow at this point. Look how many hours it takes of your life every week just to be able to keep a roof over your head. But as long as we have our bread and circuses, as long as the TV keeps playing and they keep us distracted over all these different policies and problems, and they are terrible. Of course they're terrible. But the realities of our economy are much worse. Of course, if everybody was focusing on the truth, they wouldn't have a job anymore. They'd be run out of this country in a heartbeat. Isn't that what Henry Ford said? If the people in this great country understood just exactly how the banking system works, just exactly who operates this country, they would throw them out in a heartbeat. His words might have been a little bit more harsh. But it seems to be prepped in the perfect position at this point. They know who to blame, and enough people will believe them. All right, thank you guys for joining us here at the Silver.
So, you see, as he explains certain things, again, I often tell you all to watch how, even when they're talking about the depth of the American economy, they always got to try to point out China's fault, right? They'll acknowledge that China has grown and its economy is the biggest, and I'm not saying that it is without fault. I'm not saying that, but what America and what the other people do, they'll tell you how bad their situation is. Then they'll make a few lies up and tell you how good it is, and then they'll point the finger somewhere else. China such and such. China economy is about to explode. China is full of debt. But again, I ask you, common sense tell you that in a fight or flight motion, and you have the ability to defend yourself, you will defend yourself. Is that not right? So China, when the economy collapses, global economy collapses, if you owe me, I'm calling my debt in. If you owe me $1, $2, $3 trillion, I'm calling my debt in. Maybe it won't insulate me completely, but it can do something to stop the massive hemorrhaging of my people at the expense of your people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is what I'm trying to get over to you. They see something coming, but all of this has been foretold. It's coming because God is after America to free you at all costs. As a matter of fact, if we go to message to the black man real quick. I think it's on page 108, I believe. Give me a sec. Oh, it is on. Okay, here we go. He says, "But this is the time of the awakening of the poor slave, and no powers on earth or in the heavens above will be able to prevent it. For it is the will and work of Allah and His choice of the people. He has chosen the so-called Negroes, but being blinded and made deaf and dumb, have not but a few chosen Allah to be their God. But they will, listen to this good, but they will after they see more of His power displayed in the West. And they will see it. It is going on now. It is a must with Allah to restore the lost sheep." So what you are seeing is America's power being broken. You're seeing the deadly storms. You're seeing the threat of war. You're seeing the insurrection and the dissatisfaction and the rioting and the protests and the revolution calls. You're seeing that because this is the display of Allah's power to break the grip of America and to break the foundation of the Western world, which has not been anything but brutal and vicious in their handling of everyone else and even with themselves. But they unite with themselves to subject you. So now there's a lot of dissatisfaction. There's a lot of suspicion. There's a lot of nations calling for the breakup of the EU. This is what was foretold. That because they divided us, because they cause so much dissatisfaction in us, God would take that out of us and put it in them. And this is what we're watching. This is what we're watching. Do you see how prophecy has unfolded and is unfolding, and how God is being vindicated, and all of the saints and all of the prophets and all of the messengers of God are being vindicated? This is the day, because you're getting a close-up view of the greatest military and economic power in the annals of the last 6,000 years being brought to her knees by a power that must be greater than her, right? Because Russia couldn't do it alone. China couldn't do it alone. And those are her near peers. So it has to be one that is greater than both China, Russia, and America. That is Almighty God Allah. And we're watching it, brothers and sisters. You should smile. The book says rejoice. Look up, rejoice. For your redemption is nigh. So we're watching this, and some of you don't like it because you've fallen in love with this world. You've fallen in love with this madness. But as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, no power on earth or in the heavens above can prevent this from happening. Because it was ordained, and it is the will and it is the purpose and the aim of God to do this at all costs. The liberation of the American so-called Negro, the liberation of the Aboriginal people in the Western world, the liberation of the entire Aboriginal nation around the globe, and to rid us of that which hinders our progress towards unity and peace. And that is that Western white devil that continues to go around the world and exploit and destroy and cause bloodshed and lie and deceive. God has to remove that for peace to be found. We've had them on this planet for 6,000 years, and there have been nothing but a track record and a trail of bloodshed, dissatisfaction, war, death, destruction. Look at how they break up families for profit. Now America is suffering an opioid crisis, but it was no crisis before she went up into Afghanistan. America, her scientists go in those laboratories and make up stuff like crack and methamphetamines and send them out on the street. Then her laws are passed to imprison you who sell it and imprison you who's buying and smoking. You see how predatory this system is? You telling me? Now, the people behind it that are transporting cocaine, you don't own a plane, a boat, a ship, a submarine. You don't control none of the borders or the transport areas of the country. Yet the stuff gets in by the boatloads. And they always find its way to your area of the city, your urban area. And yet the laws are the harshest to you. Yet you have no control over the stuff. You don't. The stuff comes in, floods your community, and you get the time. And then right after that, they flood your community with guns. Do you not think that this is a concerted effort by our government to do this? How the hell can this stuff happen? If they can pinpoint a penny from space with a satellite, and as they said, they had tapped Osama bin Laden. We know this a lot, but if they say this, they tapped Osama bin Laden's phone when he was in a cave. You telling me they can't pinpoint shipments of cocaine, opium, heroin? You telling me that? Then you're a fool. This is why God has to remove these people. Because as long as they are on this planet, they're going to do certain things. And think about this. I have to talk about a few things. Brother Rashid, I'll bring you in a second, okay? I have to say, I know the time is coming to an end. God, dog, that time went by fast. But anyway, think about this. They just cut all of this stuff because Trump says we need to cut the budget, even though he raised the war budget, the military budget, cut health care, aid, housing, all of this stuff, right? Because he said he needs to cut the fat off the budget, passed all this stuff for his buddies, his cronies. Hillary Clinton would have did the same thing. But listen, this shows you the contempt that he has for you. Because a lot of stuff, even though it affects some of his people, it affects you. And that's what he's getting at. He'll cut off his arm to spite you. And as he does this, he raises Israel aid to $38 billion. Now, he cuts $100, $200, and $300 billion because he says he needs to trim the fat. And yet he gives Israel, a so-called sovereign state, $38 billion. This doesn't include the R&D or the research and development of new weaponry. This doesn't include, and remember, R&D is the most expensive part, the research and the development part. This doesn't include the dozens of warplanes that she's shipping over there on your tax pay, your tax. You're paying the taxes, and she's shipping them over there for free. Right? And then he cuts your school funding, your Head Start. And then he says, on top of that, in Congress, the Senate just approved another $705 million in military aid, which could have been what was needed for Head Start. You see, I want you to just listen to this. A minute, just
US
like
Congress
a minute and a half.
Has dramatically increased its budget to help boost Israel's weapons programs. The $705 million in military aid to Israel is considered a record high in the U.S. history. The Israeli Minister of Military Affairs has thanked Washington's quote assistance and commitment to Israel's security. Avigdor Lieberman said the increase of funding was requested for the production of three Israeli missile systems, including the Iron Dome. The U.S. support and assistance for Israel was multiplied ever since President Donald Trump took office in January 2017. As part of his Israeli appeasement policies, Trump also recognized Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital last year in violation of international law. The move sparked outrage among Muslim and non-Muslim countries around the world. Political commentator Sayed Mohsen Abbas says that the U.S. aid to Israel is aimed at maintaining Tel Aviv's military superiority in the region.
It's quite obvious that Israel has got to have these weapons in order to, first of all, impose its threat on the region. The notion of greater Israel is still very much on the agenda, and its excursions into Lebanon, its interference in Syrian territories, its kind of continued desire to prop up ISIS, al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, all the renegade forces which it says it's supposed to be against but actually is supporting, it needs the weapons to be coming into Israel in order to pass them on. The Saudi Arabians are doing the same for the US and this supposed war on terror. In fact, it's a war of terror against the indigenous populations. Wherever there's resistance, it seems that Israel has its hands through Mossad. The US has got a precision-guided missile munitions agreements with the Israelis. They have given them the best fighter jets over the years. They have to maintain the Israeli military superiority in the region.
So did you hear that? Something that we've been telling you for the longest, that America has to do what she's doing. I know it's a contempt and a spit in the face to you here, but she has to keep up the lie about Israel, because if she doesn't, Christianity collapses. The Christianity that the white man teaches you collapses. Not pure Christianity, because pure Christianity is Islam. To submit to Christ, that's Islam. To submit to the will of God, that's Islam. But they're talking about this spookology. They got to keep the lie going that these white people are God's chosen people. So they pump it, they cut your money and pump it over there. Man, I tell you what. They should be marching on Washington right now, overthrowing them. But because of the time, you're going to see things even worse than this. Let me go to Brother Rashid. I'm looking at the time. The time is almost up, so I got to bring this brother in. Brother Rashid, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
How's it going, brother?
Just fine, black man. I was listening to what that devil was telling you earlier on that recording you had, was saying about before a recession hit. He wrong. It ain't no recession. This, like you said, this is a total collapse that's coming.
That's right.
You see? This is a total collapse that's coming. And most of the people, our people basically, they can't see any of it, brother. That's all I wanted to chime in on, brother. Great show as once again, brother. All of the points that you're hitting show that we had the last messenger of Allah. And if our people had any sense at all, they would hold on to the messenger's book and take that Bible that the white man put them and throw it in the waste can.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. You there, brother?
Yes, sir, black man.
Okay. Is that all you have to say to the people before we go off there?
That's all I had to say, brother. You know, the time is running out, brother. Go on and do what you got to do. But great show as always, brother.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Assalamu alaikum. Now, before we go off there, let me say this to you. And And I'm saying, brother, hold your brother Rashid, hold your thoughts for a minute because I haven't muted you. They're not allowing me to do it. Here we are. I got you. See, this is what I have to go through just to even answer phone calls. But anyway, so Rashid said something to you. He said, this is a total collapse coming. I said, yes. I said, but it's not coming. It's underway. What we're watching is the collapse of their power in every sphere that they have enjoyed dominance and was able to exert influence over others. Allah is destroying it. He's destroying every level of power. They're trying to make you think that maybe we'll go into a recession and maybe we'll go into a depression. No. This is the destruction of them. They don't want you to know that. This is the end of them as a viable power of influence around the globe. This is the end of them. And we say with a loud voice that there is no God but Master Farad Muhammad. He alone is Allah in person. Brothers and sisters, let me say this and I'll go now. Please go to the Irons 1555 blog and donate. Let us keep the show and the website flowing. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the uplifting, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind first here in America and the billions around the world, know that your brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. I can't love you to death. I love you to life because you've been dead for 400 plus years. I love you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that my God, my Redeemer, my Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, his messenger, the last and the greatest of the messengers of God, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty nation of Islam has for you. Until we next meet again, stay strong, stay true, but above all things, stay righteous, black man and black woman. Know that Allah has us. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the roads we play.